Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. How are you all today? So we had a couple of weeks of break. Hope you all have been well. I think majority of you were here at YSJC just now. So where did we stop? Is this the line? 63, huh? I don't know why. Is this when you stop? Is it correct? Correct. Huh? Yeah. So we stop here. We're just going to continue from here. Huh? So this part. 所以则, yeah, basically, so how is this so? Yeah, how should it be understood? 这底下又进一步再加以解释。 Yeah, 为什么都要飞呢? Yeah, so this is the text that is in the Chinese bracket. Yeah, so that is from the original sutra. Yeah, the sutra text. The rest of it is actually what my teacher spoke, yeah, during the class. So 这底下又进一步再加以解释. So below there's more explanation. Yeah, what does it explain? 为什么都要飞呢? Why is there so many of the negation? 只要我们的六根六识 一接触境界，就变得不是那件事的本相了。So the moment our six sense bases and six consciousness come into contact with the object field, yeah, 接触境界, yeah, 一接触境界, yeah. So what is the implication of that? Implication is, we, throughout our life, yeah, it appears like we are in this world. Yeah, we are interacting with people, all kinds of things. But whatever we interact with is actually not the actual thing outside. And if you think about it scientifically, yeah, that's the case. You know, that is the case. What we see through the eyes is not the actual thing outside, it's an image of what is outside. You know, but when we say you meet your with your friend, now when you open your eyes and you see people around you, you don't just see people. In fact, you don't just see colors. You don't just see colors. You don't just see people. You don't just see men and women. You see someone who is your friend, someone who is a stranger. You know, all this is added. So that is not what is outside. Can you understand? So, 六根六识一接触境界，就变得不是那件事的本相了。It's no longer the actual thing outside. Yeah. So 为什么要这么说呢? Now, why do we have to say this? Yeah. 一切这个贤圣皆以微法而有差别。 Yeah, that between the virtuous and the enlightened, yeah, the distinction between them is with regards to the unconditioned element. There's some meaning here. Huh? Maybe it's clear to you, maybe need some elaboration. So here it says, 所有修学圣道的贤人和圣人, so 贤人, 不是空闲的人, 闲来无事的人不是, 这个贤者善也, yeah. So the virtuous one, those who are virtuous, versus enlightened. Enlightened one is definitely virtuous, yeah. But virtuous may not quite be enlightened yet. So they are still distinct. So 能成就圣道，一定要证悟微法. So the enlightened person definitely have attained. Yeah, have experienced the unconditioned element. That means ultimate reality. Yeah, must have experienced that. Even Sotapanna have a glimpse of it, ultimate reality, which is unconditioned. How things truly are. Oh. Yeah, 离一切分别, and here 离一切分别, then there's a distinction. For Sotapanna, the moment they see the truth without discrimination. Yeah, but after that, it's still discrimination. But Arahant, deeper level. The description is, Sotapanna is like someone who has found the well and see the water inside. Arahant is someone who has take the water out and drink. Unenlightened one don't even see the water. Yeah, but if you learn Dharma, at least you know what is a well. Then there are some who have heard of the well, never see the well yet, not to mention the water. Then there are those who, really meh, go well meh. Yeah, why? Because roaming around in the desert for too long, cannot believe there's such a well. You know, it's like some people who say, really meh, can be enlightened meh. Really meh, can be free of suffering meh. So different levels. So, 成就无分别智. So this 无分别智, in our monastery, day in day out, we hear this. 无分别智, 根本无分别智, the fundamental, non-discriminating wisdom. So this is the wisdom that sees the underlying non-discriminating nature. Non-discriminating in what sense? To discriminate, there must be differences. So this wisdom see the non-distinction. Eh, Sifu, we are distinct, well, there are differences. Well, yes, these are temporal differences. And the temporal part is the same. Impermanent same. Emptiness same. No self same. Yeah. But we grasp on to the part that is not the same. We're not saying that there's no part that's not the same. Ni wo ta different ma. Yeah. But this ni wo ta temporal. Due to conditions, then come out with this difference. No more conditions, no more difference. Isn't it? So while one, we don't say that there's no difference, there is a difference. But two, we don't hold on to the difference. Unenlightened beings only see the difference. Don't see the common underlying ultimate reality. And further, think that the difference is permanent. This is our problem here. So this 无分别智 usually comes with a prefix 根本, the fundamental, because this is the fundamental wisdom that must arise first. Yeah. Before this, the rest are just worldly wisdom. Yeah. And this cuts through the fundamental ignorance. Yeah. 所证悟的那个无为的境界没有分别。 On the ultimate reality, no distinction. Yeah. No distinction between A and B. Why? Because ultimate reality permeates, permeates all phenomena. That's why it's the ultimate reality. So, 不是名言所安立的境界. And further, it is not something that is defined by words. But still we must have to describe, otherwise how we know? And that's why we say, that which is described by words is actually one layer or two layers, many layers away from the truth. But still you need it. Why? Because then you can know the general direction, where it is. It is just like Google Map. Is Google Map the world? No. Yeah. And sometimes you tell you to go and drive somewhere that's wrong. But without Google Map, maybe for someone who is familiar with the place, yeah, you can find a way around. But if you are totally unclear where that something is, that something, let's say being Changi Airport, means it's Singapore, who don't know where is Changi Airport, right? Yeah, close your eyes, walk around, also can find Changi Airport. Take a long time. But if you are someone who is new to Singapore, then you don't know North, South, East, West, right? So using Google Map or looking at the signboard, yeah, you find PIE, then you see the PIE say towards Changi Airport, towards Tuas. Last time it's towards Jurong, then now become towards Tuas. Yeah. The signboard is not Changi Airport. Think about it. Signboard is not Changi Airport, but the signboard points us towards Changi Airport. So the Dharma with words is just like the signboard. It points us towards the ultimate reality, which is without words. Changi Airport itself, no words one leh. In a very interesting way, places itself, by itself, no name one. It's just that we label it, we give it a name out of convenience, so that we all know that place. Otherwise, so for next week, where are we having SGC? You know that place, where? The room, I cannot use the word room also. Room is a name already. That also cannot use. How? Cannot. There was this Taiwanese variety show I saw maybe 20-30 years back. They play a very funny game. They get the celebrities and then with some of the audience to act up a certain scene. The rule of the game is you cannot use three characters. Ni, wo, ta. You saw before?
No, but I got to do something like that.
You played before? Oh. Yeah. Hilarious, I tell you.
After that, I got add more words, right?
Oh, in the variety show, they didn't add more words. Just ni, wo, ta, gao, liao. Yeah. Now imagine you cannot use any words. How to describe anything? How to communicate? Cannot. Yeah. In fact, in the Buddhist teaching, we say even to think, you need words, you need concepts. So here, 不是名言所安立的境界. Yeah. So it is a state that is actually beyond words, transcend the realm of words. Because once you have words, then there's duality, there's discrimination. Yeah, this is the way it is. Yeah. So, 有名言的安利加以分别的时候, so by using words, 名言的安利 basically labeling. In English, it's just this phrase, labeling. Yeah, the labeling process. Through this labeling process, then 加以分别的时候, then with labels, then you can discriminate. Without labels, no discrimination. So, yeah, 就不是那件事的本来面目了. The moment you discriminate, it's actually your discrimination. It's not what is outside already. The moment you open your eyes and you see Sifu, it's not Sifu anymore. It's your own perception of Sifu, your own labeling of Sifu. So if whatever past experience you have, if you like the past experience, then what you see is a nice Sifu. If you like the experience, you find it makes sense, then you, wise Sifu. Yeah. But if you get scolded one time, two times, every time get scolded, then maybe you will not be here. But maybe you are still here, but you, one day I must prove him wrong. Everybody perceive a different Sifu. Similarly, everybody perceives you differently, you know? Yeah. So, you know the saying, the person is living in their own world. Actually, we are all living in our own world. Yeah. So, 但是, yeah, 一分别就不对了。The moment you discriminate, then it's wrong. Here, when we say it's wrong, what do you mean? Meaning that you are actually away from what is the truth. Your discrimination is supposed to describe the truth, but the moment you describe it is away. Yeah. This approach, yeah, you find anywhere. You find in the Chinese Zen tradition. Yeah. When they give you a gong an, yeah. It's all about getting the correct answer to, so to speak. Sometimes the correct answer is meant to point you towards the state without discrimination. in the, I think, a few retreats before and then subsequently in the meditation class, I asked the students, when you hear the wave, when you hear the boats going past, you know, when you hear that, who is hearing? At that moment, who is hearing? Yeah. Then later on, a student told me, oh, this, when you ask that question, it reminded me of the Songsan, don't know the that Master Songsan or whoever, yeah, the Gong An. Yeah. This is the one approach. At the moment. Because we in our day to day life, we tend to say, do you hear? Yeah, I heard. Of course you heard lah. Who is hearing the talk? Yeah. But at the moment you hear, even now as you hear me speak, if you catch that moment when you hear the voice, that moment, who? After that you say I. But at that moment, who is the I? Who is the one who hear the sound? Who? At that moment. Cannot tell you the answer. You all must go and think about it. Yeah. So this is the very interesting approach, where it's not simply about telling you. Telling you just give you knowledge. Asking you, and you observing, give rise to realization. But we still have to talk. We still have to give you some knowledge. Otherwise, no basis. So, 一分别就不对了。但是,不分别就对了吗? So, the reverse. So, does it mean if you don't discriminate, then it's correct? 我们还没有达到不分别的境界, because we haven't reached that state yet. So, 无分别的智慧是要经过长时期的修行才能成就的。 So, when we say 不分别, it doesn't mean that suddenly you just don't discriminate, then wow, you're enlightened. When you're sleeping, you're also not discriminating. Or when you're not paying attention, like Sumo giving a talk, then you're not discriminating because you're lost in your thoughts. Also not discriminating what I'm saying. Right? But you're not enlightened as a result. So, the non-discriminating here is based on wisdom, seeing the underlying reality that has no distinctive feature. Yeah. Because throughout all phenomena is the same nature. It's not that you see man, woman, you don't know this is man, this is woman. Like if I, what, are you okay? You don't know why. can like that. Can relax your neck. Relax. Just let go. This is the only time I say let go. Okay. You just have to come down. How to? I'm like, oh, this. You know. Ah. Can you tell? Stiff neck 哦，不能拼命的跟他熬，给他好了，熬不了了。 你要晒你的枕头啊，然后立刻呢你可以拿那个吹风筒哦，吹这里啊，因为就是湿气还有那个寒气进去了它才会 stiff 啊。然后有没有人 anyone with 风油 or anything？ 有没有风油？什么刀飘油？麻花油？
白花油？
上飘油来啊！来，刘生帮他涂一涂，顺便跟他打一打。
No, it was now.
Both sides.
Now, now kids, yeah, now it's both sides also. Both
sides.
No, no more. No, it's the
shoulders. Massage the shoulder, not the neck.
Shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah. 不要太多肉啊，等下别人起烦心就坏了。对啊。Yeah. 跟他按下去。
Yeah.
Those who listen to the recording was wondering what's going on. Wow, 上课还不错，还有。
No, it's so.
Yeah.
Mana so.
I think the other side also.
But the other side compressed.
Oh, maybe you pass 下去。
The other side is the one that try to counter
everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah.OK, 你站坐起来啊，你坐起来啊 ，But don't try to move your neck. Let's relax. 啊，慢一点，慢一点，不要急啊。OK, 你们继续弄，我继续讲啊。OK, 无为。OK, 无为 ，so unconditioned.Unconditioned, yeah, 无为就是无分别的境界，是圣人长时期修行成就无分别的智慧所证悟的境界。 So this unconditioned, in the Pali Canon, the Buddha described Nibbana element as the unconditioned element. Yeah, so ultimate reality. Ultimate reality itself is not fabricated. Yeah.But the teaching describing ultimate reality, that is conditioned. Yeah, it points to the unconditioned. Okay. So. Okay. 你放。
我现在放了。
不用紧，你晒它，晒就晒。你要硬硬哦 ，it's just like cramp. You 硬硬来哈，它会扭到，它扭会更厉害。闹诊不能硬来的，哎呀，水出过三波，你猜？来，肯德来下一位。然后那个以前那个黄飞鸿的，前面小兵打完了，然后大的来，哇，宝大刀，来下一位上场。啊 ，Yeah Yeah Really？No,
I don't know.
You don't know what?
No, I don't know.
Do you know your name?
I don't know.
啊，要深入的按。And you must relax your neck. Don't keep it in a certain position. Okay 啦 ，okay 啦 ，Mike Mike Gladden 可。那我整就是这样子啦。Is that like the what shoulder? Frozen shoulder?Frozen shoulder, 也就是那几个姿势，你不变的。You must wait until the thing is gone. 然后你好了，师傅，我也忘了。OK, 来。OK, Okay, now pay attention to class. Okay, so 无为, the unconditioned, 就是无分别的境界. So this state has is unconditioned, it is beyond words, and so this state has no discrimination. So it is also through long-term cultivation, that the enlightened one has gone through. Then the person can, this enlightened person can attain 成就无分别的智慧. Then he can attain this non-discriminating wisdom, and attain to this unconditioned state, which is ultimate reality. So this is basically the ultimate reality. Nibbana. 所有的圣人都是证入无为而成就的. So all the enlightened beings have attained to this. Without which, not considered enlightened. So 在无为上一切圣人无差别. Between enlightened beings and enlightened beings, as far as the unconditioned element, the ultimate reality, no distinction. They attain the same thing. 但是证悟的智慧有深浅. But the wisdom, the level of wisdom, there's distinction. 所以 有初国、二国、三国、四国、初地、二地、三地乃至十地. So this one, this is the Shravaka disciple, or Savaka. And then this one, up to this, Bodhisattva. Don't try to make it unstiff. Accept that it's stiff, then it's okay. No. If you keep on trying to turn it, it will worsen. No, you should not turn your head. Keep it centered.
Relax.
You know what?
You can just sit next to me,
like
then you can see everything at once, then everyone can see.
Then you turn your body lah.
No,
turn your body. 45 degrees, then you go look straight lah. Lie down flat lah. Lie down flat. Yeah, don't bother looking at the screen. Just lie down flat, lie down flat. Lie down flat, lie down flat. Lie down flat. Flat, back to the... Hey, lie down flat, lah. Not... Yeah. Yeah. Relax. If you need to, kun, okay. Cover your belly. Don't be so sexy,
Yes.
Okay, so, 初地, 二地, 三地, 乃至十地, so the 10 stages of Bodhisattva, 乃至到佛, up to Buddhahood. So, in terms of these different levels, there is distinction. What kind of distinction? Distinction in their wisdom. Distinction in their wisdom. So, 这是说一切缘起法都是虚妄不真实的. So, all the dependent arising conditioned phenomena is illusory, 虚妄的. Insubstantial. Insubstantial. 不真实. 不真实的, it's false, it's not the reality. Temporal only. So, 若执着它有真实性, if you grasp onto it, Yeah? And as real, as having some tangible realness, 就错了, then you're wrong. So, 的确是要 这个注重于无分别, 才能显现出无为法的境界。 So you must emphasize on the non-discriminating part. Then you can reveal the unconditioned state. But, 但这无分别的智慧是由有分别的止观。 So just now as I said, while this ultimate reality is beyond words, has no, you know, is beyond discrimination, but if we don't use words and discrimination, how to understand? Yeah, how to understand? Changi Airport by itself, no name. But if you don't call it Changi Airport and you don't have signboard with names, then how do you know how to go there? Cannot. So, 是有分别的止观. So this part, in some traditions, is a bit contentious. Because here when we say 止观, Samatha Vipassana, in our tradition, in one way to understand this is the practice itself, you need to learn about it. Learning it need words. So words, 有分别. Understand? So in order for you to practice 止跟观, then you need words. You need discrimination. Yeah? You need to discriminate, oh, like this is breathing in, like this, when you practice in this way, it is called practicing anapanasati. Or if you practice in this way, then it's wrong. Practice like this is right. Like this is loving kindness, like this is not loving kindness. There must be a distinction. Otherwise, whatever you do, lah. So, no. Yeah, there must be some definition of it. So, 有分别, 无分别. So, from the state with words, with discrimination, leading to the point of non-discrimination. Yeah. With teachings, with words, to ultimate reality without words. Oh. So, 有言说, 无言说. Oh. With words, to no words. With discrimination, to no discrimination. 逐渐逐渐地成就了. Yeah, so gradually, then you attain the unconditioned phenomenon. 如果说既然无分别，无为是无分别，现在就只学习无分别. My teacher actually highlighted this quite a lot. If you listen to enough of his talk, then you realize, this is actually targeting a particular school. I tell you all later. So, 如果说既然无分别，无为是无分别. If we say that ultimate reality, the unconditioned, is without discrimination, then why don't we just directly, 现在, now. Now immediately learn and practice non-discrimination. 那不能成就. You can't. You cannot do it. Why? My teacher never quite explained here, later. 所以在无分别后, 加个智, 无分别智. So there's still wisdom involved. And it's not simply not discriminating. Then close your eyes or don't know anything, then you have wisdom. 那蛮音有聋哑的, 哇, 智慧第一啊. No. So 要有智, 才能证悟, 无为的道理. You need to have knowledge, wisdom in order to do that. Here my teacher never really bring it up, but he a few times, quite frequently, he would critique the Chinese Zen tradition. But not all branches are. Not all branches. Because at the later stage, the later Zen then basically say, 反正都是无分别嘛, 对吗? 那既然是无分别, 那这么多经来做什么? 经文都是分别嘛, 那我们直接到第一地去, So put aside all the teachings. Some of the American Zen school inherited this idea. Yeah. So I ever encountered at the airport, apparently practicing Zen tradition. Then you must know that Zen evolved and developed over centuries. So not all the branches are like that. So there were once or twice I encountered some. And then when they first start to talk to you, they also talk a lot. They describe this. But when you start asking questions and they cannot answer, then they fall back to, ultimately, all beyond words. 奇怪了，刚才讲了这么多可以讲，讲不通了之后就无分别。The early Zen school, for them to practice, they need to learn the sutras. They must learn the teachings first. You cannot say you don't learn the teachings and then just directly go and observe ultimate reality. If it's possible, then the Buddha don't have to teach for 45 years. The Buddha just keep plucking flower. You know, because Chanzong used that incident, Nianhua Weixiao, then, or Xing Fa. In real life, sometimes it happens also. You know, something happened, and then you doesn't even have to be Sifu, you know. Like maybe among friends, you know, among a group of friends, then two with a lot of mochi, one small, and then the other one. don't need words, because you know each other so well, you know what the person is thinking, and you know that which you don't need to describe anymore. And the rest still, it shows me, right? But you mean every day you can communicate in this way? Right? Mela yam chi. Then SGC whole year round. Then after class, so can you consume it? Sign it. The YouTube video whole so then ba chao ba hua na bi. So if you look at the text, right, sometimes you'll see this. This is called kerpan. Kerpan is basically the structure, like a table of contents. Yeah, but the original text usually don't have kerpan. Yeah. Classical Chinese don't even have punctuation. Then later on, at most is a 句号. Classical Chinese, no head, to us is no head, no tail. Yeah. So not so easy to understand. Yeah. So much less 科判. Even 金刚经, you have the different 品, right? That is later on, the masters separate them. Yeah. Because it's just one whole teaching given. Yeah. Then, later on, we even have things like, this is the 序份, then the 正宗份, then 流通份. Yeah, this is how the masters or the teachers break down the text to give us some sense of structure. So, 科判 serve that purpose. outline, like table of contents. But I have to explain so much because table of contents is something that is put in place by the author. Now, this is something that is put, a topic outline, like a table of contents that is defined later. Sometimes, like in modern times, most of the writers, like when it's, let's say like more technical kind of text, they also put kerpan. It's basically the outline. Yeah. So here you see all the 甲乙, 丙丁, 丑, whatever. This is the Chinese way of ABC. Nothing magical about it. So, 各量显圣, 称叹, 称叹, 劝, 劝修门, then some of this, general talk, 局外四, 四各量, yeah, then 四几, 几一, yeah, 几一, those, you know, every year Chinese New Year, then they'll say, 今年是丁丑年, 什么什么, 啊, 其实就是这个, it's actually our Chinese traditional, traditional way of numbering. Okay, so up to this point, 须菩提, 于意云何, 若人满三千大千世界, 七宝, 以用布施, 世人所得福德, 宁不, 宁为多不, 须菩提言, 甚多世尊, 何以故, 是福德非, 既非福德性, 是故如来说福德多, yeah, so this is from the 正文 itself, this is from the sutra. So Venerable Subhuti is addressed by the Buddha. The Buddha asked this question. So 前面先说, 愿行果, so this is actually three things, 愿行果, so in other classes I've shared before, yeah, 以愿满行, 以行, 以行, 以愿导行, 以行满愿, then when you complete, then you 正果, so this is the what we call 次第, yeah, the progression. So 前面先说愿行果, so the earlier chapters talk about the different aspects, yeah, first the vow, then the practice, and what is the fruit. So 是般若波罗蜜, so talking about the perfection of wisdom, 般若波罗蜜. So 次说, 信受波罗蜜的人, yeah, then later on talking about those who accept through faith, accept through faith, 看来他是需要睡,
没有,
还在听, 后来又引佛的境界来证明这件事, then there's more references to the Buddha's state, yeah, to affirm this, affirm what? Affirm this 愿行果, so 一切法都是因缘有自性空, 无我无我所得, yeah, so that all phenomena, or actually in Zen this, this teaching, that all phenomena is dependent on conditions and is empty in nature, no self, no self possession, 无我无我所, so 这以下, 是说, 如果修学习般若波罗蜜有大功德, yeah, so below is talking about how there's much merit in this cultivation. So 须菩提, 于云何, 若人满三千大千世界, 七宝以用布施, so this is the verse. So 佛这样问须菩提尊者, yeah, so Buddha, the Buddha asked Venerable Subhuti, so 假设这个人, 有这么大的福德, so if there's a person with such great merit, yeah, so 能以充满三千大千世界的七宝, is able to fill up this trichosm world. 三千大千世界 is talking about don't know how many billion world system together forming one trichosm system. So, fill up such a massive space with the seven treasures. 布施给一切人, 布施给一切人. So, using all that to give to all sentient beings. Yeah. Or 或者是布施给一切贫苦的众生, or to give to all the those who are poor, those who are in need. Yeah. 或者是布施给三宝, or maybe to give to the Triple Gem. So 三千大千世界, this tricosm world system, 三千是指小千、中千、大千, yeah, 这个三千. So small world system, then 1,000 of the small world system forms a middle world system, then 1,000 world system forms a large system, yeah, then 1,000 large system. So this is how massive it is. So 一千个四天下，乃至六欲天到初禅明小千世界。 So this one world system actually comprises 1,000. This 四天下 is referring to the lowest of the sensual desire realm. Yeah. So 一直到初禅, yeah. From 初禅之下, 全部这样子包括在内, 称为 一个小千世界。 在小千世界以上是二禅, so such a small world system above is the second jhana. Yeah. 这样的一个小千世界, 明中千世界, then above is called a medium, medium thousand world system. 中千世界之上是三禅, above is the third jhana. 这样的一千个, 1,000 such world system, 一千个中千世界, 明大千世界, then is one large thousand world system. 大千世界之上是四禅, above is the fourth jhana. 合起来叫三千大千世界。 Massive, huh? So 用这么多的七宝布施, 这个说法是真实的吗? To give so massively, is this for real? It's very interesting. When we read such a verse, 若人满三千大千世界七宝以用布施, different people will look at this statement differently. But my teacher highlight here something quite interesting, which is that this person to begin with has massive merits. We usually think about, wow, you give so much, then how much merit will you receive? But to begin with, to be able to give so much, you must have massive merits already. And be willing to put these massive merits to good use. A lot of people have merits, but not everybody is willing to give, to help others. Not everybody. So, 这个说法是真实的吗? So we can also look at it saying, is it realistic? Earth to come demel. Yeah. Another angle is to say, if someone has so much, is the person really able to give? You know, all that. 真有这么多七宝? Yeah. Really? Really, there's so much of this seven treasure? Yeah. 真有人能这样做吗? Is there someone who can really do that? If you really have so much wealth, material, are you ready to give it out? Wow, not easy. 若以法身菩萨的大自在境界是真能做得到的。 Yeah. So, 法身菩萨. So we talk about unenlightened bodhisattva and then those who are enlightened. But enlightened from stage 1 all the way up to stage 7 and then 8, 9, 10, still a distinction. Up to stage 8, 9, 10. Usually we say stage 10, then complete 法身菩萨. Yeah. So the Buddhas directly teach the Bodhisattva at stage 10 with the Dharma directly. Yeah. Not like the description is such. Not like us, we have to go through an intermediary of speech. Yeah. They penetrate the Dharma directly. So at that stage the merits is massive. In a way we can say it's immeasurable. Yeah. 得福德宁为多不 福德就是可爱的经的果报. So this 福德, recently in our translation, in fact we have been going through many rounds, and then recently we go through and review and revise this particular word again. 福德跟功德什么差别? 福德跟功德 福德跟功德 这两个什么差别? Usually we say the 福德 is the resultant karmic fruit that is worldly, usually. And Gongde is talking about your cultivation that paved the way towards enlightenment, usually. Yeah, so we use one of that, we use merits, the other one we use, we use fortune for Fuda. We tried different words. But here my teacher highlight, 福德就是可爱的果报. It's about the resultant fruit that you receive by still worldly. And in particular, is that which is agreeable, is pleasant. So to be reborn as a human being, in a good environment, that's your 福报, 福德, 福报, 福德. but that is temporal. That is just good experience. But that's it. That's it. 这个人用这么多的七宝布施 是修因. When a person do this giving, that's the cultivating the cause. Yeah. That means the seed. 将来得到的福德是不是很多呢? So if a person cultivate in this way, in future, will a person get a lot of this agreeable results? This is a question. When y'all do dana, when y'all help people, do y'all think about this? No, 师父, practicing non-attachment. Yeah. 不住色身心, 不住身相味, 触法身心, 因无所住, 而生其心. We don't, what is this, man? When we do giving, we don't grasp on to form, smell, taste, touch. Nothing, you know, grasping at all. 无相不思, So there's this question asked. Actually, my teacher actually advised us, 还没得圣道之前, 有分别有相还是比较踏实一点。 为什么呢? 因为追根究底, 我们内心其实是有执着的。 执着善法好过, 我们骗自己说我们不要执着。 方向是不要执着, 但是呢, sorry, I become Chinese class. Every time I think about my teacher's teaching, all in Chinese. So, when we are doing our practice, having grasping on, is still okay. Grasping on to wholesome Dharma is still okay. Why? Because ultimately, we are deep down inside, that's grasping. If you don't grasp on to wholesome Dharma, surely we are grasping on to worldly Dharma. Well, we will grasp on to something. So, since we like grasping, might as well grasp on to wholesome Dhamma first. Yeah, safer. Yeah, because otherwise, our monkey mind will go and grasp the wrong thing. So, 须菩提言，甚多世尊。 须菩提尊者说， So Venerable 须菩提 replied, 这个人的功德太多了， a lot. 何以故？ How is it so? 怎么知道是多呢？ How do you know that it's a lot? 是福德， So explain each section. 是福德， So 这个人用三千大千世界这么多的七宝布施， 他是以有所得的这个执照心做功德， 有能这个有能布施者，有接受布施的人，有用七宝做布施，这三方面都是有所得、有所执照，这样功德是有漏的。 So this is 三轮不空， 三轮体不空。 So 作者、受者，还有这个。 这个事情本身啊， So 布施者、受布施者还有布施， 这三样。 So these three things, the doer, the recipient, and the act itself or the item itself, usually we may consciously think no, but in our no there's grasping yes. It's just like how every time I ask, okay, take photo, there'll be some say, no, don't. Of course, some, because they think they are not so pretty, don't know how to take photo. but there are usually Buddhists. Why Buddhists refuse to take photo? No self. So don't want to take photo. But if truly no self, then take or don't take, no difference. What? It's because you are still grasping onto this face as you. That's why don't take this. So, so if you give with attachment to these three as real, as substantial, then is there merits? Now, this gongda, is there merits? Yes, there is. But it is yolo. What is yolo? Literally, with outflow. Yeah, with flow. So literal meaning is we flow, yeah. Chinese word ma, you low. But the intended, the actual meaning is that it leads to suffering. It leads to suffering. Oh, you don't understand this one. Oh, you're hanqi, yiren. How can you add this? Hanqi, ru sen, ding ru gao wang. You okay or not? Okay. Just relax. Yeah, so that this part is very interesting, no? So although you do charity, you do good, but with grasping, it's considered you still have merits, but this kind of merits lead to suffering. It's not that we say, oh, then don't do, but you must know that if you do it in this way, it leads to suffering. So, 既非福德性. So, 是福德既非福德性. So, 就不是无漏的福德. 无漏, 和无漏的福德不一样. Then it's not the same as the merits without flow. The merits without flow has no grasping, has no attachment. There's that knowledge, that wisdom, that it is all empty of inherentness. Yeah. The earlier one, no. So, so it's not the same. Yeah. 有漏的福德将在所得到的果报就在人间天上享受无欲乐无欲之乐. So, the merits that has outflow, what will happen? You will get the results in the heavenly realm, human realm, heavenly realm. Enjoy the five courts of sensual pleasure. In other words, enjoy whatever you can enjoy through the eye, ears, nose, tongue, and the body. Yeah, the sensory pleasure. 无漏的福德能出离三界的佛世界, 啊, 道佛世界. Yeah, so if you do charity, but you do without grasping, you do with the understanding of emptiness. Initially, also not 100%, just conceptually, but you still try to do it that way. Yeah. Then, slowly, your merits transform. Transform to what? Transform to a different type of merits. This kind of merits has no outflow. And what does it mean? What is the implication? The implication is, then this will form the basis for your future enlightenment. For your future enlightenment. 那是更殊胜的境界, that is more superior. Yeah. So, 这里是指有漏的福德多, 不是无漏的. So, in terms of worldly merit, it's a lot. Yeah. 福德多不甚多, yeah. In terms of the worldly results, a lot. Yeah. 若是相对于无漏, 这有漏的福德, 就不能说多了。 Yeah, as opposed to the merits without outflow, then you cannot say that's a lot. Yeah, 事故如来说福德多。佛方便说, 若不和无漏的福德对比, 有漏的福德也是很多的, 也是很多的了。 So, according to my teacher, the Buddha is conventionally speaking, yeah. Together, then we say that there's a lot of merits. Yeah. But otherwise, compared to the comparatively, not a lot. From my understanding, this part, 是福德即非福德性, yeah. 是故如来说福德多. There can be another angle to this. That when the Buddha say merits, is there substantial inherent merit? Yeah, it's actually inside the text. But maybe when you read this, you may not see clearly what my teacher is trying to point at. So the moment you say, you see the Buddha ask, is it a lot of merit? We think of the merit in terms of being substantial. Our default is everything is substantial. We don't see that it is actually dependent arising, empty in nature. We don't see that. So, 是福德即非福德性. When the Buddha asked the question, is there a lot of merit? Merit, there's no inherent merit. Yeah. So, 是福德即非福德性. It's actually not of any merit, inherent merit. No inherent merit. Yeah. 是故如来说福德多. And that's why the Buddha can say a lot. Yeah. If it's inherent, then it's fixed. Then it's fixed. Oh. Yeah. So, a certain angle, yeah, it's still talking about the emptiness, even in terms of the merits. It's empty in nature. Empty in nature. Dependent arising without inherentness. But the moment we hear the question, is there a lot of merit? Yeah. Or sometimes we may think, hey, if I dana here, would there be more merit? Dana there, less merit? Yeah. And then sometimes on internet, on Facebook, you see people say, oh, on this day, whatever merit you do is 100,000 times multiplied. I was like, really? In the Pali Canon, I only see one reference where the Buddha talked about a multiplier effect. And it's with respect to the recipient. The Buddha said, if a person were to give the same amount, yeah, that means everything being equal on the giver side, and you give to a Buddha, compared to giving to a normal Arahant, I mean Buddha. no less, you know, arahant, arahant. Different. Different amount of results. Then compared to giving arahant versus a third fruit, still different. Third fruit, second fruit, different. Second fruit, first fruit, different. First fruit to someone who is virtuous, different. Virtuous but not enlightened. Then someone who is virtuous versus someone who is not virtuous, also different, of course. This one easy to understand, right? Then someone who is not virtuous versus, then the Buddha go down to even talking about how in future there'll be those who wear, I think the translation is like wearing a yellow scarf or yellow handkerchief or just tie around the head and is considered a monk. Yeah. The essence is just symbolic, not practicing at all. That means not practicing jie ting hui, nothing at all. I mean, out of jie ting hui, maybe some jie perfect, but ting hui not so perfect. Some moderate. Yeah. So, but here is this is just like social, also monk. The Buddha said, even to such a person, if you give, that's merit, but of course lesser. So this is the only reference so far I've seen in the Pali Canon where the Buddha make a distinction. Yeah. So far I haven't seen any sutra that say on this particular day then you do, you know, charity or do some practice, there's a 100,000 multiplier effect. Yeah. That only happened in pinball, when you play pinball. Yes. Oh, that's a bit different. So, traditionally, there is the uposatha. So, pusa. So, pusa is where pan yue, every 2 weeks, 14 days or 15 days, new moon and full moon. So new moon is where it's totally dark. You cannot see the moon. Yeah. Actually, nowadays, we don't really think about new moon. We only notice the full moon. New moon, we don't notice. Why? Because no moon to see. You know? You go and notice, 初一其实是没有月亮. 初一是没有月亮. Or, yeah, usually, if it's a Chinese 初一, not first of the month, Amor calendar don't follow that. So it's called Yang Li. Yeah. One is Yin Li, one is Yang Li. So, that Nong Li follow the moon. Yeah. That's why it's called Lunar calendar, you know. So, 15, the moon is full. So, on these 2 days, the Sangha will convene, and then we'll do general repentance. Then we'll recite the precepts. Yeah. So after that, the whole community is considered pure. Once more. It means you restore your purity. Then, traditionally, in the Theravada tradition, the lay people will also come. And they will also seek forgiveness, do repentance. And on that day, they would also observe, in addition to the 5 precepts, 8 precepts. For 1 day, 1 night. So, uposatha. Chinese we call 初一十五. So it's actually 黑月跟白月. Yeah. So these two. But on top of that, then we also see in some texts talking about the 六斋日, 十斋日. Yeah. So 六斋日 is basically these 2 days. Then 前后共是隔三天啊, 前后隔三天, 这边 隔三天就变成三个嘛, 三天前三天后, 加多两个, 就这边三天, 然后初一前面后面, 再加两个, 所以就六斋日, 然后还有十斋日, there's one explanation about the 黑月白月, which I, so far, somehow I cannot find the sutra reference, but I thought it's an interesting explanation, and it is that back in the days, natural lighting is the only lighting at night. Yeah. Not so common to have light all over the place. So on full moon night, even at night, when you do things, everybody can see. But new moon night, no moon. So pitch dark. Yeah. Singapore, we can't tell the difference. Street lamp all over the place. Yeah. So Singapore, we solve the problem of people do things at night, nobody can see. So on the new moon night, whatever you do, nobody can see. Yeah. So the explanation is very interesting. It says, if you do on full moon night, then there's more impetus to do good ma. Because new moon night, everybody can see ma. So 做给人家看咯. So new moon night, nobody can see ma. So 没人看坏事. But this teaching is saying, whether people can see or not, you should do good. I thought this is a very interesting explanation. But unfortunately, I haven't managed to find a sutta reference where the Buddha explained it this way. Yeah. The thing is, observing this uposatha seemed to predate Buddhism. Yeah, that even before the Buddha became the Buddha, there were already some practices of observing these 2 days. So when we, let's say, 初一十五吃斋, it's not meant to have the mindset, oh, these 2 days, 我吃斋, 然后特别大的功德, not meant to be that way. But meant as a reminder that we want to practice the precepts, we want to practice kindness, compassion, on not just on these 2 days, actually. Meant to be that way. But it doesn't mean that nobody think in that way. Lah. But just because they think in that way doesn't mean that that's the official way that we want people to think. Okay. So we stop here for the year. This is 2019. Next year, if you are alive, we continue. Yen Xiao San Zhang Chu Fan Nao.
Yen Xiao San Zhang Chu Fan Nao.
Yen Da Zhi Hui Zhen Ming Liao.
Yen Da Zhi Hui Zhen Ming Liao.
Pu Yen Zui Zhang Xi Xiao Chu.
Pu Yen Zui Zhang Xi Xiao Chu.
Shi Shi Chang Xing Pu Sha Dao.
Shi Shi Chang Xing Pu Sha Dao.
Amitabha.
Amitabha.
Qi Li.
Qi Li.